Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, thank you for surprising me.
Yeah.
We had a fun five-year celebration last weekend.
That was fun.
Yeah.
We kept it a secret here on the staff.
You guys did good.
You're
a sneaky bunch. They had no clue at all. And up till the last second when I'm running up to get on the stage and I have two people pull me back.
How'd you feel about that?
I was a little
freaked out. We had to restrain you.
Yeah, I did not know what was going on. So that was pretty cool. But yeah, we've been here leading the church now for 5 years at Northwest Life. And this week we've been talking about dreaming again and the need to not just hold on to the old dream, but dream again.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to ask you, you were already here. You'd been here for many years, growing up in the church and then being involved in leadership and on staff at the church. So when I came, you had to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that true?
Yes.
And maybe another way to say it is you had to dream again. So I wanted to ask you about that. What was that like? How was it difficult? What was most challenging? And how has it been rewarding to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think when you get here, you arrive there. Yeah, we have to adjust, to rethink things. But we went through a process here where we were 10 months or so with nobody,
right?
Where we kind of hung together as a staff and made it work. And so initially, that is excellent because all of us, I remember when we heard, all right, somebody's coming, we're all excited because now we get to move forward.
Right.
We'd been treading water was the term we used.
Uh-huh.
And so initially, you're open to dream again because we get to do something.
Right.
So that was good. I think the difficult part of dreaming again or challenging was the difference between dreaming for myself, which I was previously kind of allowed to do in all ministry areas.
Right.
You kind of just make it happen and you get to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. But the challenging part was dreaming. I hope this makes sense. Dreaming within the vision, dreaming within, you know, I guess running rails, something like that, where you have to dream within the confines of this. And that, that's a little bit different than just whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Now there's some limitations and then, rewarding. It's been great because, as we hear the vision from you, for us in youth, but other ones in their ministry departments, as you show your and talk through your vision, we're able to dream and kind of put our little spin on it.
Right.
Yep. Our imprint on it.
Right.
And that's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually seeing the vision come true in youth and in other areas.
Yeah.
But we get to have a little bit of say in it as well.
That's cool. I know I had to dream again coming here because I was coming from a staff role myself to now being a lead pastor. And so, I wasn't a youth pastor anymore. I had to change my goals and aspirations. I had to dream again. I had to, have a different picture of what I would think success was going to be and what we're going for. And it just required me to dream again.
You mean you couldn't lead this church like a big youth ministry?
No, not 100%. I mean, I think some guys do that. I think perhaps in some ways I have. But no, you can't just wholesale lead a church like a youth ministry.
Right.
It will not work. So, we have to, as people just in life, do this on a regular basis. We have to dream again. Like when the kids move out of the house, you have a couple that has to dream again. What's our life going to look like? What are our goals and aspirations?
Mm-hmm.
If your financial situation changes drastically, you got to dream again. You got to kind of be able to envision a different life for yourself. If you have health issues, it's kind of dumb, but when I became bald, I had to kind of adjust my view of like what's
dream
good
again.
Looking. And I'll tell you who really had to dream again was my wife. She did not picture herself marrying a bald guy. So, you know, how many ever years into it, she had to dream again. I recently heard a church consultant say that senior pastors will go through some form of a reinvention of themselves about 13 years into being the lead pastor. And that's interesting. It means not only has the pastor dreamed again, but now his team, his staff, his church has to be able to do that. Or you might end up with a full house of people who are unhappy. Like, I don't know this guy and I don't know if I like it. So just that ability to dream again is really important. I think there are always going to be challenges with it and it can be difficult, but also there are great rewards. There's no time machine, can't ever go back. Therefore, we have to learn to dream again.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.